Hey, everybody. Dan, the Charlie Kirk Show. Julie Kelly joins us. We talk about the latest criminal charges against Donald Trump and more. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That's Charlie Kirk Show. And subscribe. Become a member. It's members.charliekirk.com. Easy way to support our program. In fact, listen to this spicy conversation that you can find only members.charliekirk.com with Steve Bannon.
Charlie, I just got to, you know, give you a heads up. You're about in Turning Point. They're going to come down on Turning Point like nobody's business.
We know.
They've got a blunt Turning Point in the direction, because you have formed in every revolutionary movement. You have to have a cadre.
Yep.
And that cadre has to be a combination of older people who've kind of been there before and understand, hey, it's okay, we got this, with their wisdom and discernment, but with the young energy and power of young people. And you now, this started off as a college organization. I look around here now, it's a perfect blend of race.
It really is,
right?
Isn't it?
Ethnicity. And everybody, here's the own thing. I said, people said it's a white nationalist stuff. I say, it has nothing to do with race. It's about spirit. You look at this crowd here, it's united in spirit.
It is,
and
yes.
It's the Japanese call it fighting spirit, okay? It's not just courage. It's the ability to every day when you get punched to get back up and say, hey, we're going to continue on and fight. Remember, the battle and war is over when we decide it's over,
Amen.
Right? And we decide it's over when we win. And so that's what this – and they can't control that.
Yes.
That's why you wait.
That and more, including my conversation with Tucker Carlson. I take exclusive questions. Members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Typically, Fridays in late July are not the sexiest news cycles. That is not the case. There is no lack of stories. As we have said, this week has been one of the strangest news weeks we have ever seen. We have dead chefs in Martha's Vineyard. Mitch McConnell is short-circuiting. Hunter Biden's plea deal has fallen apart. We have Vivek Ramaswamy now in second place in the Republican primary, which we did predict, and we'll talk more about that. Donald Trump with a superseding indictment. Other indictments that might be coming down. We have UFO hearings. It is not a boring time to be alive, that is for sure. And we are here to offer you clarity and truth, not the typical pandering from corporate mockingbird media. Okay, so last evening, the news came down. We have another Trump indictment. This is not Georgia. That's still coming, almost guaranteed. Not the January 6th indictment. That's still coming, and that one's going to be vicious. But this one is what's called a superseding indictment, a ginormous indictment, not really, or a MAGA indictment, where they come down and they add another layer on top of an indictment that already exists. That's what a superseding indictment is. Now, interestingly enough, when they do a superseding indictment and it pairs with a previous one, this could delay when this trial is actually going to occur. Because now the Trump attorneys can say, whoa, 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 we need more time. Like, this is all new stuff, new charges, new witnesses. So this could potentially delay this trial post-election of 2024. So why they're doing this, I have my own personal theory, and we'll get to that. So we have a new indictment. And around this indictment is obstruction of justice. Now, the last indictment pointed towards basically character assassinating Trump by talking about him supposedly waving this classified Iran memo. But then the indictment wasn't actually about the memo. Well, this Department of Justice superseding ultra MAGA indictment is now explicitly charging Trump with a crime for allegedly possessing a classified war plan at Mar-a-Lago. So what, look, if we're looking at charging people on this sort of topic, maybe we should charge the Pentagon leaders with crimes against the American people for trying to start a war with Iran, or at least we could fire them or take their pensions away. No, instead they're richer, literally fatter than ever. The charging documents accuse Donald Trump of conspiring to delete the security footage at Mar-a-Lago after the FBI asked for it. And as part of that, they are now bringing criminal charges against an entirely new person. This is what I really want to focus on. This is a guy by the name of Carlos de Oliveira. I probably have met this guy before. He's a maintenance man at Mar-a-Lago. This is so important. In order to remove Trump, in order to destroy his legacy in the history books so that populist nationalism, pro-American political forces are destroyed, it's not enough to just go after Trump. They must go after the ordinary man. You know, on this program, we have frequently said it is the Skype, Zoom, and laptop class versus the muscular class. That it's ordinary plumbers, electricians, welders, veterans, police officers, firefighters that make this country work. It's the truck drivers that are the heart of MAGA. It's the people that are going to Sturgis. It's the pheasant hunters. It's the fishermen. It's the anglers. It is the farmers. And as if they're trying to prove our point that they have contempt for the working class, they have now indicted a maintenance man, Carlos de Oliveira, on federal charges. A guy that works at Mar-a-Lago, I don't know much about him. We're going to probably learn. He's probably worked there for quite some time. He probably considered it the honor of his life to work at Mar-a-Lago, is now facing federal charges. De Oliveira told the boss, wanted the server deleted, the server referring to the computer server holding Mar-a-Lago camera footage on it. Now, is that true? Well, the Department of Justice certainly has made a lot of false allegations over the last few years. What we can definitely say is that Trump would be faring better if, like Joe Biden, he had his spokesperson and legal advisor working directly for Jack Smith's team. But I want to just focus on the cruelty here. They're going to try to destroy this man's life. I will personally donate to Carlos de Oliveira's legal fund. I don't know who's setting it up. This is the same thing they're doing with the Michigan electors. It's top down, bottom up. It's called a squeeze operation. It's a pincer operation. Two separate, seemingly independent movements that are coordinated at a single target. Because it's not enough just to destroy the symbol of the MAGA movement, Donald Trump himself. They must start taking metaphorical legal scalps of people like you. Going after Trump should infuriate you. But they also want you to be fearful. And that's what the indictment of Carlos de Oliveira is all about. It's not about justice. It's not about what he did or did not do, of which I'm rather honestly uninterested in a conversation around deletion of footage when Hillary Clinton bleached bit emails and smashed phones and walked away freely, when Lois Lerner's IRS emails poof, magically disappeared. I roll my eyes at this idea that now Carlos de Oliveira has to defend himself with hundreds of thousands of dollars. However, we know what this is. This is not about justice. This is about throwing the book at Carlos de Oliveira. This is how they went after the Gambino crime family. It's how they go after cartels, because they want Carlos de Oliveira to take the stand with a plea deal to say, yes, President Trump told me to delete the footage because he was afraid the FBI was going to come and get it. That's why they're going after him. But it is actually deeper than that. And just remember when the Mueller team accidentally deleted all their phones by putting in the wrong password repeatedly in violation of federal law? They were never held accountable. Andrew Weissman goes on television. Nobody got prosecuted for it. They're all CNN contributors. They accidentally wiped their cell phone data. So, can't say that. I was about to say something you can't say, FEC. Blank you, government, for going after Carlos de Oliveira. What we can definitely say, you guys know what I'm saying, but I'm not saying it. These are bad people. When you go after the rank and file, the ordinary class, the muscular class, they're making a Soviet show trial example. They want you to be fearful that anybody in Trump's orbit, anybody that is supportive, and by the way, it continues, from the Michigan electors to the indictments of the We Build the Wall folks of going after Steve Bannon, top down, bottom up. Go after Trump. Go after the ordinary man. Take scalps. It's not enough just to get the mascot. You must get the ordinary folk. Because Carlos de Oliveira will receive zero sympathy from the Department of Justice unless he sings. Unless Carlos de Oliveira's memory sharpens to such a great extent where he all of a sudden says Donald Trump was saying repeatedly how he wanted footage to go away and tie it, da, da, da. Then all of a sudden, Carlos de Oliveira will get a plea deal and will not serve prison time. But if Carlos de Oliveira fights the charges, they're going to crush this guy's life. I will personally donate to his legal fund. I will personally donate to the Michigan Electoral Legal Fund. And I have so many takeaways with this. And I have to be very honest with you. I have to be very transparent with you. The bad guys are winning. You know why? When I was prepping the show, I'm desensitized to this crap. I'm desensitized to this. I'm not proud of that. I'm not saying it's a good thing. But even I am kind of like, oh, another indictment. Here we go. Man, that is so bad that they have been able to move the Overton window that significantly, where we kind of just say, oh, there's another one. I guess you're indicting the opposition leader, the political candidate who could displace the regime. What's on Netflix? Do you know that the average American spends about 20 years in retirement? That's a long time to live without a steady income. And we want to make sure you enjoy every moment of it and don't outlive your money. Retirement is about more than just investments. It's about living your best life. Let's not retire. Let's pivot. My friends at Pax Financial, who I use for my wealth management future, develop a course for the sole purpose of helping you pivot. If you want your own free guide to pivoting into the new chapter of life with purpose, visit paxfg.com/charlie. That is paxfg.com/charlie. paxfg.com/charlie. Okay, I have several points I want to make. We have only a couple, you know, couple moments here before we welcome Julie Kelly. So, number one, I have to catch myself, and I think you do too. The left, again, if you understand Hegelian dialectic and the perpetual revolution, look how much they've moved the Overton window. A year ago, approximately, they raided Mar-a-Lago. Now there's indictments all over the place, and people yawn and roll their eyes. For 250 years, no former president had ever been indicted. Not Bill Clinton for flying on private jets with underage girls, not war crimes, not anything. But now we just kind of roll our eyes, and I am guilty of this. I'm getting too used to it. That's how tricky these people are. Do not allow yourself to act as if this is normal. This is absolutely not normal. Nothing about this is normal. Nothing about this is ordinary. Nothing about this is acceptable. I have to go through the daily disciplines of reminding myself and basically like going through a cold shower moment where you're like, oh my gosh, this is the death of the country. A slow motion demise of our nation. They're just going slow and slow and slow. Mark Levin says, in 250 years, no former president has ever been indicted, not even one count. Now, Democrats and their hack prosecutors have thrown open the door. Every imaginable so-called crime could be thought of to use bring charges. And I'll be honest, a majority of Republicans I talk to now are kind of like, eh, what's another one? What's another one? The left is winning. The left is winning, everybody, if that is our attitude. And I find myself just as guilty as most others on this. Nothing about this can be normalized. Several other points I want to make on this, but I have to get to this because I think it's important. You could tell a lot about why people are normalizing it based on the reaction of people in the opposition party. Governor DeSantis, great governor of Florida, he is failing as a presidential candidate. So Governor DeSantis sat down with Megyn Kelly. I'm a big Megyn Kelly fan. And she asks a direct question. Would you commit to pardoning Donald Trump? This is a bunch of bluster, I'll be honest. What a terrible answer this is. Talk about not reading the room. You wonder why you're in third place in Ohio now. And that saddens me because he's an excellent governor. Play cut 131.
Would you commit to pardoning him on any federal charges against him?
Well, what I've said is very simple. I'm going to do what's right for the country. I don't think it would be good for the country to have an almost 80-year-old former president go to prison.
So that's a yes.
It just doesn't seem like it would be a good thing. And I look at, like, you know, Ford pardoned Nixon, took some heat for it. But at the end of the day, it's like, do we want to move forward as a country, or do we want to be mired in these past controversies?
So I think that's a yes, I think. Here's what the answer should be. Hell yes. Day one, all charges. And I'll call the governor of Georgia and make sure that all of his charges are dropped there. If I'm president of the United States, not only will I drop charges against Trump, I will instruct my attorney general to immediately go after Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Peter Strzok, and the Democrats so they can feel what it's like to have government thrown at them. That's the answer the base wants. Not, I don't even, like, just, the answer is yes. Not like, well, I've made it simple. Nothing about that answer is simple. And he's like, well, I don't know if we want an 80. What does age have to do with it, man? Frustrates me to no end. The cruelty is the point. A lot of you are emailing us, Charlie, how do I donate to the legal fund of the maintenance man? I don't know. It's a two-pronged thing. They're doing it for two reasons. Obviously, go after Trump, but they find joy. These are sadists. They want to see the ordinary, the muscular, the guy wearing the MAGA hat who has hope for his country to suffer. They find joy when you suffer. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Email us directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Joining us now is Julie Kelly, who has had some exceptional commentary on all of this in real time. Julie, welcome back to the program. You said here in a tweet, the outrage is not allegations of attempts to delete video. The outrage is a D.C. federal judge, Obama, working hand in glove with Biden, Garland, Monaco DOJ, and Democrat D.C. grand jury authorized a subpoena to get camera footage from inside Donald Trump's home. What do you mean by that?
So this was related to the superseding indictment that was handed down last night against this low-level Trump organization, this poor man who's now been ensnared in Jack Smith, DOJ's dirty prosecution of Donald Trump. But to my point, it's not the outrages, not allegedly that Donald Trump instructed or suggested someone should delete the video. The outrage is that a D.C. judge, Beryl Howell, who was the chief judge at the time, Joe Biden's DOJ, this was preceded Jack Smith, by the way. So this is Biden, Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco's DOJ, who sought a subpoena to get security footage from inside the former president's home. This is unprecedented. Not only was the raid of Mar-a-Lago such an invasion of his privacy, so too is a subpoena trying to get security footage so they could see who was moving what boxes around Mar-a-Lago between the storage room and Donald Trump's office. This is why, Charlie, DOJ and Jack Smith conducted the entire investigation in Washington, D.C., and then at the last minute moved it to Southern Florida for the actual indictment. The venue, the proper jurisdiction, has always been Southern Florida because that's the scene of the alleged crime, Palm Beach, Florida. But they kept it in Washington, D.C. because the judges there are nothing more than a rubber stamp. Beryl Howell, the chief judge and Obama appointee, who also oversaw special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, she is the one making all of these decisions, allowing DOJ to get away with whatever they want to. And so the outrage is that now Jack Smith has 9 months of security footage from inside Mar-a-Lago. For what? And then he told Trump's defense team last week in a hearing, oh, by the way, you don't need to look at 9 months of security footage. You only need to look at 10 days. Well, why didn't they just get the 10 days then? So this is what's so egregious, so unprecedented, so dirty. The outrage isn't what Donald Trump allegedly said about the video. The outrage is that Joe Biden's DOJ Merrick Garland's handpicked special prosecutor has that much footage of the inside of Donald Trump's home.
So let's just kind of focus. Julie, I believe that they're going after the maintenance man because for two reasons, to try to get him to sing against Trump, but also show they're willing to go after the rank and file, the muscular class, the ordinary people. I think it's legal leverage, but I also think that there is an example here, almost a Soviet style show trial. I'm going to go after the lowest level, bottom up, top down. Julie Kelly, your reaction?
Well, Charlie, this is exactly what's been happening to January 6th defendants for two and
Bingo.
A half years.
That's right.
This is, I mean, it's not even low-level employees. And I'm not saying low-level, like he's a, I mean, this is just a poor, like a maintenance guy.
No, that's what I'm getting at. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So, but they've rounded up 1,100
yep.
Trump supporters.
No, that's exactly
on,
right.
On concocted charges, Charlie. And not only that, I'll tell you what, I get alerts every single day of new arrests being made in the January 6th prosecution more than 2.5 years later. Matthew Graves, the D.C. U.S. attorney, Joe Biden's handpicked prosecutor, is continuing to round up J6ers. And Matthew Graves has promised to double this caseload before he's done. So this is all part and parcel to what began in Biden's DOJ in January of 2021.
This is the authoritarian template. The dragnet is as deep as it is wide. They don't want to just take out Trump. They want to prevent anybody from being involved in America First politics. They want you to be afraid to go to rallies. They want you to be afraid to donate. They want you to be afraid to speak your mind. They want you to be afraid to run a business. This is all part of a plan of shilling and chilling speech. And so, Julie, the significance of this, what I'm trying to understand, though, is now that they've added the superseding indictment, this could now make the timeline post-November of 2024. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right, Charlie. So the trial date is now set for May 20th of 2024. A superseding indictment, and I've watched this happen over and over in January 6 cases, a superseding indictment bringing new charges and a new co-defendant kind of it resets the clock, basically. And so the May 2024 date, to the extent that it was ever feasible, given all the restrictions for the handling of these alleged classified documents, now will set the clock back. And that May trial date definitely will not go forward. So there's a very good chance, yes, this could be extended past the election. But I'll tell you, Charlie, I've said this over and over. The last person who wants his case to go to trial is Jack Smith and the DOJ. They have no case. Because they are going to have to argue, number one, that these actually were classified documents. Number two, that he, as president, had no authority to keep them. Number three, that he didn't cooperate and willfully retained national defense information when all evidence to the contrary, he over-cooperated, if anything, Charlie. He never should have. But the biggest issue here is that DOJ conducted this investigation in the wrong venue. That all of the grand jury proceedings, including the decisions made by the chief judge in D.C., never should have been handled there. And one defense attorney suggested they're going to file a motion for abuse of the grand jury process. And I think that will be the biggest, to the extent it ever goes to trial. Jack Smith doesn't want to. The whole thing could be dismissed because of venue issues.
Yeah. And so, but we're also now waiting simultaneously, Julie, for the January 6th indictments. And so, why? So this is what I can't understand. All the hype this week is January 6th, seditious conspiracy, rebellion, all that stuff. And then we have the Fulton County barricades. And then we get this extra document to go after the maintenance man, obstruction of justice, the Iran document thing. And then at the same week, Hunter Biden's investigations are ongoing. Jack Smith just launches another legal torpedo at Trump. Why now? It's very strange.
Well, I think it's twofold. To your point there, it is to pivot away from all the attention to what happened in court yesterday with Hunter Biden and the sweetheart plea deal and the immunity agreement that basically all of this was an immunity agreement to shield him from future prosecution for violating FARA and other matters. But look, this is death by a thousand cuts, Charlie. And this is the DOJ and the Biden regime intentionally inflaming half of the country. They are just an accelerant to continue to destroy our country, to criminalize political dissent. You are going to have indictments from Fannie Willis, the DA in Fulton County. But the big bombshell, of course, will be next week, criminal indictments against Donald Trump for January 6th. And Charlie, the first indictment won't be the last. The superseding indictment in the classified documents case is only an example of how many times Jack Smith will supersede an initial indictment against Donald Trump, adding charges, adding defendants, and marquee defendants. Could be John Eastman, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Mark Meadows. It could be a few Republican House members. I mean, this is going to be nonstop lawfare against Trump, his associates, White House aides, congressional Republicans, and of course, as we just said, his voters and supporters.
So, Julie, what do you anticipate out of Georgia? That one's kind of just been waiting in the wings. I think we might see something in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, it looks like it, because to your point, they have been erecting barricades outside of the Fulton County courthouse. Again, more optics suggesting that Trump supporters are going to are they going to commit another insurrection at the Fulton County courthouse after these charges are announced? And it looks like these are going to be election fraud related, which is so just deliciously ironic, not really deliciously, but it will be conspiring to interfere in an election or commit some sort of election fraud. That's what it looks like will be coming out of Fannie Willis's office. But of course, you know, we could have two major indictments next week. We definitely will have January 6th. I believe that that will be announced on Tuesday. The grand jury for Jack Smith meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays. There was some rumor speculation that it would have been announced yesterday, but looked like that didn't happen, even though Trump's attorneys were meeting with Jack Smith's team yesterday. So it could come Tuesday, and Fannie Willis's, maybe her announcement will be Monday. Maybe it'll be Wednesday. I mean, next week is going to be going to be an explosive week.
Yes, it will be. And they're trying to normalize this, aren't they? Julie, they're just trying to make it seem as if this is no big deal. You know, just kind of roll your eyes. It's fine. How should we respond to this? How do we respond to this?
It's such a good question, Charlie. I mean, we're really limited. I do hope when these Republican senators and House members go home, they get an earful from their constituents that they're not doing enough. I mean, obviously the Senate is pretty limited, but House Republicans are not. It would be nice if they had the backing of Republicans in the Senate, but they really don't. They've been AWOL for the most part. But cutting off funding, you know, using the power of the purse, going forward with some impeachment inquiry, I am not supportive of impeaching Joe Biden, because we would be doing the Democrats a favor. Poll after poll shows that the majority of Democrats do not want Joe Biden to be the nominee. He should be forced to run on his record, and not just his record as president, but his record of corruption and selling out this country to enrich his family. I would like to see impeachment proceedings either against the former chief judge of the D.C. District Court, Beryl Howell, because she has been the biggest enabler in all of this, or Christopher Wray, because that will touch on both January 6th classified documents, the raid of Mar-a-Lago, and, of course, the Hunter Biden investigation, Hunter Biden matter. But look, we are limited in what we can do. But the danger here, to your point, is not just silencing what we're doing now. It is setting extremely destructive, dangerous precedents, case law, where a nonviolent felony count of obstruction of an official proceeding that was passed in the wake of the Enron scandal that has to do with tampering with witnesses and evidence can be distorted and used as a felony applied to political protesters, and a felony that not only could result in 20 years in prison, but also be used as justification, Charlie, to deny release of defendants accused of that nonviolent, basically process crime. So that's the dangerous precedent too for Donald Trump. If he's charged with obstruction, which he will be, I think that'll be the first count. If he's charged with something like seditious conspiracy, we now have precedents in multiple courthouses, by the way, Trump and Obama judges who have denied release of defendants charged with obstruction of official proceeding.
Hold on. This is the biggest hold on thing. I'm just time out. You're trying to say that Donald Trump might not be granted bail.
There is case precedence in multiple cases. There is precedent. to deny the release of a defendant who's been charged with obstruction of an official proceeding.
So you would say that potentially, if Donald Trump is indicted on seditious conspiracy, they could prevent him from campaigning, access to a phone. He could be in a January 6th style gulag this fall.
Jack Smith's team could, based on what's happened the past 2 years, with judges imprimatur on this, he could ask to keep Donald Trump in custody awaiting trial. He could. Now, the other side, to your point, Charlie, or they could ask for very strict release conditions, home confinement, a curfew, a monitoring device. They are not. I don't see any way that Jack Smith is just going to ask for regular release conditions for Donald Trump if he's charged with these serious felony counts.
That is a new wrinkle, everybody. You heard it here first by Julie Kelly, and every one of her predictions have been right. She's not predicting it. She's saying it's possible that Donald Trump might be put in a permanent gulag, unable to travel, unable to communicate in the midst of a presidential election cycle. And Republicans are writing press releases and sending money to Ukraine. Julie Kelly, thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.